the Super Delicious Cereal presents
The Adventures of Superman.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound.
Look, up in the sky. It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Superman.
Yes, it's Superman, strange visitor from another planet, who came to Earth with powers and abilities far beyond those of mortal men. Superman, defender of law and order, champion of equal rights, valiant, courageous fighter against the forces of hate and prejudice. Today, the man of steel en route to San Francisco, unaware that Charles Schroeder, the man he seeks, is in the very town he has just left. We'll learn what happens in a moment. But right now, let's join our good friend, Dan McCullough.
You know, gang, I've been so excited about that second series of comic buttons Kellogg's Pep is putting out that I've been busy as anything all weekend. I rounded up all the fellows and girls in our neighborhood to see if they've found any of these second series buttons yet and how they like them. And believe me, they like them. Why, you should hear what the kids are saying about these swell new prices. They're honey, says Pee-wee. And my pal Rusty said, they're the best-looking things I ever saw. Yes, sir, everybody's mighty enthusiastic about this brand new second series of 18 different buttons. And you'll be enthusiastic, too. They're made of white enameled metal, you know, with a picture of one of your favorite funny paper characters on each one, like Maggie and Jiggs and Popeye and Superman himself. Believe me, you'll want to collect every single one of these new Pep comic buttons. You can, too. Sure, easy as pie. You don't have to send in a single penny, not even a box stop. And you can't buy them anywhere. All you have to do is to ask Mom to get you plenty of that super delicious whole wheat flake cereal, Kellogg's Pep, and look for your prize inside the package. That's P-E-P, Pep, the Sunshine Cereal, made by Kellogg's of Battle Creek and Omaha. Now, the adventures of Superman.
When the transport plane in which Clark Kent and Lois Lane were following Carl Schroeder and his henchman Manfred was forced down in a storm, Kent left Lois in a Midwestern hotel to recover from the shock and proceeded alone to San Francisco as Superman. At that time, neither he nor Lois were aware that Schroeder, wanted for the murder of Dr. Chi Wan and the theft of the precious dragon's teeth, had broken his westward journey at the same hotel in order to throw whoever might be following him off the track. As we continue today, Schroeder, who saw Kent leave and then discovered Lois's presence in the hotel, faces the girl reporter after having gained entrance to her room by posing as a friend of Clark Kent's. Listen.
Now that you know I am Carl Schroeder, we are going to have an interesting discussion. Yes, very interesting indeed. May I sit down?
Suit yourself.
Thank you.
What do you want?
Nothing much. I simply want to know why you and Mr. Kent were en route to San Francisco.
That's none of your business.
I'm afraid I shall have to make it my business. You were following me, weren't you?
And what if we were?
You were following me because you think I murdered Dr. Chi Wan.
Well, didn't you?
I am asking the questions, Miss Lane. You and Mr. Kent think I murdered Chi Wan and stole the jade teeth.
Better than that, Schroeder. We don't think. We know.
I assume you have evidence.
Plenty. Enough to send you to the jail.
Very interesting. Very interesting indeed. That is precisely what I wanted to learn.
All right. Now you know. So will you please get out of here?
Not so fast, Miss Lane. Stand right where you are. Don't move. It might be dangerous. Manfred.
Yes?
Come in here.
What is it, Carl?
Come in and close the door. Manfred, this is Miss Lois Lane, a reporter for the Metropolis Daily Planet.
I am honored to make your acquaintance, Miss Lane.
Sorry, I can't say the same.
Miss Lane has just told me, Manfred, that she has enough evidence to send me to the chair for the murder of Dr. Chi Wan. What do you think of that?
It reminds me of an old Chinese proverb which says, he who bears witness walks in the shadow of death.
You hear that, Miss Lane?
Yes, but...
Keeping Manfred's Chinese proverb in mind, I suggest you tell us just what evidence you have.
No, I can't.
What do you mean you can't?
Well, I really haven't any evidence. I was lying.
Why?
Because you startled me. I wanted you to leave. I thought if I told you we had incriminating evidence against you, why, you would leave. And...
Now you are lying, Miss Lane.
No, that's the truth.
Then why were you and Mr. Kent following me? It must have been more than just suspicious.
No, we...
You what?
We weren't even following you. We were on our way to the coast to cover a story. A convention.
Don't believe her, Schroeder. It's a lie.
Of course it is.
No, it's the truth.
Don't waste your breath, Miss Lane. You do not lie convincingly. Tell me the truth.
I tell you...
Shall I try persuasive methods, Carl?
No, we haven't time. We must get to the coast.
But what about her? We can't just leave her.
Of course not. Miss Lane will come with us.
Oh, no, I won't.
I say you will. Now, here's my plan. You, Manfred, go out and find for Miss Lane a heavy black widow's veil. Yes. Must have it to get her safely out of here, you understand?
I understand.
Good. Now,
you think I'm going to walk out of here with you?
You will do as I say, or I'd rather not discuss the other alternative.
You wouldn't dare lay a finger on me.
Don't be so sure, Miss Lane. And Manfred, while you're out getting the veil, send a wire to Mr. Clark Kent.
But where? How do we know where he will be?
Use your head, Manfred, as I'm certain Kent does. I assume he suspects that since we are in possession of the 10 jade teeth, we will book passage for China to find the rare herbs which hold the secret of everlasting life. Since there is now only one line operating between America and the Orient, the Eastern Star Line, that is where he will go. And that is where you are to address the telegram.
You are very clever, Schroeder.
Too clever.
Thank you both. Wire Kent, Manfred, in the name of Lois Lane, to return at once to Metropolis. Make it important. That, you see, will get him out of our way until we are safely en route to China. Just 9 o'clock. The next westbound train is scheduled to leave here at 9:35. That gives you little time, Manfred. So hurry.
I will hurry.
Trapped by the cunning foreign agent, Lois Lane realizes that she has no alternative but to accompany Schroeder and Manfred on a train to California, hoping that a lucky break will give her a chance to turn the tables before her captor can make good his escape to China with the precious jade teeth. Meanwhile, back in Metropolis, unaware of what has been going on, Harry White is in his office at the Daily Planet, trying frantically to learn the whereabouts of his two star reporters.
What in carnation do I have to do to get some information around here? Olsen! Olsen!
Yes, please.
Stop yesing me and come in here!
Of all the confounded incompetent nincompoops in the world, I think I've got the biggest...
What is it, Chief? Did you hear something about...
No, I haven't heard a thing about anything. How can I, with a staff of idiots like I've got? Close that door before I go out of my mind completely.
Yes, Chief.
I said stop guessing me.
Yeah, I'm okay, Chief. But about Miss Lane and Mr. Kent...
Well, what about them? Have you found out where they are?
No, but...
Has anyone found out anything?
No.
No. That's all the answer I get around here. Doesn't anybody in the whole staff know how to dig up information? Don't I have any real reporters?
Yes,
there you go again. Why haven't you checked the airline since we learned about their plane being forced down? Why doesn't someone fly?
I just talked with the airline.
Oh, you did? Well.
They said that when the plane was forced down, all the passengers were transferred to the Capitol Hotel in Briarville.
Good. Did you call the hotel?
Oh, I tried to, but I couldn't get through to them because...
Why?
Because there's a terrific storm out there, that's why, and all the lines are down.
But they are.
Well, that's what the operator says, and she ought to know.
Good Godfrey, that's terrible. That's awful. Why, we can't even find out if they're alive or
hurt. Oh, they're not hurt. I know that.
How do you know?
Because the airline reported the plane made a miraculous landing. All passengers and crew are safe.
Oh, thank heaven for that. Then what have I been so worried for? Why doesn't somebody tell me things like that? Why am I cursed with an unkilled shepherd?
What are the fireworks about?
Mr. Kent.
In person?
No, it can't be.
But I said you...
What's the matter with you two? You look like you're seeing a ghost.
Well, where have you been? Where'd you come from? How'd you get here? When did
whoa,
you...
Whoa. Wait a minute. Calm down, Chief. I can explain.
No, you can't, can you? Well, you can. Well, go ahead. Explain.
All right, if you just give me a chance. Well, you sound like a dictionary on a pogo stick. Here's the story in a nutshell. Our ship ran into bad weather near Briarville. We were forced down and taken to the Capitol Hotel.
Oh, we know all
yes,
that.
Yes, go on.
All right. I left Lois at the hotel in Briarville and continued on to San Francisco.
But how could you? The storm...
Oh, I hired a private plane, you see.
And then what happened?
Well, nothing, except when I got to the Eastern Star Line, where I expected to run into our friend Carl Schroeder, I found a telegram from Lois telling me to come back here.
From Lois?
That's right. Where is she?
Well, that's what I'd like to know.
What? You mean she isn't here? She didn't get back?
No. And what's more, we haven't even heard from her.
Now, wait a minute. Is this a joke?
Well, what do you think?
Sure isn't funny to me.
Where are you going, Kent? Where are you going?
No time to explain now, Chief. I got a job to do.
As Superman.
You all ring for the porter, miss?
Yes. Come in, please. What's our next stop, porter?
Greenville, miss. We'll be pulling in there in about 5 minutes.
Good. If I give you a telegram, could you send it for me from Greenville?
Why, yes, I think so.
It's terribly important. Here, now, you can read it.
Harry White, Daily Planet, Metropolis.
That's right.
In trouble. Ford Pacific Flyer. Have police meet train in San Francisco. Lois.
That's right.
Trouble, miss? Something I can do to help?
I'm afraid not, but just please see that this wire gets off. Here's a dollar. Now, please don't fail me.
I'll do my best. Desperate, Lois Lane clutches at a straw in an effort to escape from Carl Schroeder, who holds her prisoner aboard the westbound flyer. Will her plan work? We'll know in a moment, so stay tuned in. Meanwhile, here again is your announcer.
Gang, I don't know when I've got such a kick out of something, so many chuckles as I have out of this brand new second series of comic buttons that now come in packages of Kellogg's Pep. These pictures of your old friends are straight from the funny papers. Looks so real, they could talk. Take Maggie, for instance, from Bringing Up Father. She has that sly sort of grin she always wears when she's getting ready to make trouble for Jiggs. And Lord Plushbottom from Moon Mullins, in his high silk hat and droopy walrus mustache and black ribbon glasses. Boy, he's bound to hand you a laugh. And Emmy and Olive Oil and Superman himself. Every single one of these second series comic buttons is a humdinger. Really worth collecting and wearing pinned on your jacket or dress or cap. Not to mention the swell fun in swapping duplicates with your pals. So, how about it, gang? Better ask Mom to get you some more of that super delicious whole wheat flake cereal, Kellogg's Pep. That's the only way you can get those exclusive prizes. You don't send in any money, not even a box stop, and you can't buy them anywhere, but you'll find exciting comic buttons in packages of P.E.P. Pep, the Sunshine Cereal, made by Kellogg, the greatest name in cereals. Now, back to the adventures of Superman.
Forced to accompany him on a train en route to San Francisco, Lois Lane makes an attempt to outwit Carl Schroeder by asking a porter to send a telegram for her to Perry White. But as the obliging porter leaves her Pullman compartment, he is approached by Schroeder.
Porter?
Yes, sir.
If the young lady in this compartment happens to say anything peculiar, pay no attention to her, please.
I see she's,
she's sick.
I see, sir. But she didn't say anything peculiar. Just asked me to send a telegram for her from Greenville.
She did, eh? Now, let me see the message, please. Oh, it's all right. I'm her doctor.
Oh, here it is, sir.
Don't bother about this, Porter. Just forget it. I'll take care of everything.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
His face impassive, Carl Schroeder crumples Lois Lane's message to Perry White and slips it into his pocket, while Lois, unaware of what has happened, keeps her fingers crossed.
Can Superman pick up the trail in time to help Lois and prevent Schroeder from leaving the country with the 10 precious bits of jade, the dragon's teeth? We'll know tomorrow, so don't miss the next thrilling episode in The Mystery of the Dragon's Teeth. Tune in, same time, same station, and follow the adventures of Superman.
Faster than a speeding bullet, more powerful than a locomotive, able to leap tall buildings at a single bound.
Up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane, it's Superman!
Now just a short message of congratulations to the Campfire Girls organization. 34 years old this month. In their groups, Campfire Girls are learning to be good citizens, good friends, and good homemakers. Just keep up the good work. And fellows and girls, be sure to follow the adventures of Superman. Brought to you every day, Monday through Friday, same time, same station, by the grand old Kellogg Company of Battle Creek. Superman is also a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC Publications. Say, hey there, gang, have you heard? Kellogg's Variety is back. That's the grand 10-package assortment of 6 famous Kellogg cereals that makes breakfast so much fun. Why, it's like eating in a restaurant where you can choose from a whole list of your favorite cereals, each one in your own private package. And Mom's sure to be at Kellogg's Variety is back. Show her how you can eat right out of a swell new Kell Bowl pack. She'll like not having to wash dishes. So ask her to hurry and get Kellogg's Variety right away. And be sure to be with us tomorrow for the thrilling adventures of Superman. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.